I just wanted to talk about particularly side project. This one of you may be freelance. You have something you want to start. Someone, this one there, you go talk first. You have something you want to start, like this podcast. What you look at to kind of pick people to work together with or collaborate? Because if you don't get the right people to start whatever project you want to start, it really, because their energy will feed into your energy. They understand, maybe you are so pumped up about the project and then you picked a few people and they were not so energetic and contributing and all that, just make everything die. So what do you look at? I mean, you started this podcast, you reached out to Henson and I, then later on we added Mike. What did you look at to say, okay, I want to work with this guy, because I mean, there were other designers. Just to start with Michael, someone on our side.
You want me to give you guys fans, KK?
Just give us fans. And I hear some pair. What did you look at to come and say, oh, I won't work plus this people, I won't collaborate plus them?
Interesting. So one thing I've always been saying is that skills can easily be taught, but attitude is something that is very difficult to change. Again, it goes back to like what I've been saying about me, like always thinking long term. Even if I'm working on a project, if someone approaches me with a project, I'm always looking at the long term of where it can get to. Same for the team I work with. So the people I want to work with, I want to see like the potential of where they can get to, right? And if like I can help them get there faster. Right. So I always look out for people who have the right attitude. They want to like learn and they want to like really want to put in the effort and get to where it is that they want to get to with their career. So it was the same for every one of you guys. I really like the fact that you guys put me in this boss position where I speak like I'm some CEO.
No. This not be CEO, man. You Charlie. Answer the question. Michael, you want to hear, right? Talk on. Because definitely there were some things you looked out for. You know, they just text me, say, oh, maybe we can't join.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for Henson, the media Henson, we go back high school, 2012. So, I mean, yeah, media Henson, we go way back. Then we work together. I think we already spoke about this in episode 1 of this podcast. So, yeah, we go together and it's mere coincidence that he also started getting into design. Actually, get into design and we speak. So I got a good understanding of, say, like, yeah, you really want like, do this thing very well. Right. So that was one of the things. So I was like, it was either him or it was going to be Nanache. Right. But Nanache wasn't into product design. He did do something else. And so I was like, let me just reach out to this guy. I mean, even though, I mean, it was very clear, he wasn't like where he is now, like at the level he is now, but there was potential. And if I'm going to move, I have to like move with somebody I know, because that's something I always try to do everywhere I go. If I move with somebody I know, right? So we all grow together. So yeah, Henson was that, and the potential for him to like speed up the process, because once you be on a podcast and you're speaking, people automatically make the association. I've already, I think I've said this countless times to you guys off here. So yeah, for Henson, it was that. Reagan too, then I had to follow Reagan on Instagram. Yeah, I did see the posts, the things. Then in UI skills, very good. So
give me my fans.
So that was it for Reagan. So I think it was later on. So I reached out to Henson where I was like, maybe I can reach out to Reagan too. So I ask Henson, I tell Henson, say, okay, this be what I don't want to do. I won't reach out to Reagan. So make we bring him on board. So yeah, that was the thing. So I mean, Reagan, I realized, I think I even linked you to some job BS where I used to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he...
We talked about that since before. Those people, yeah. I will come back to them.
Chill. I mean, yeah, so... I mean, he went for the interview. I mean, I realized it was good. I mean, there was still like potential. And then in my day, the attitude was right, because we were in a similar space, posting on Instagram and everything. And he was very good with UI, which, yeah, I think is something that was commendable. So I reached out to Reagan. So at least we have two diverse views. Because I am very good with like the UX side of things. So having someone with like a contrasting view could help. So Michael way down the line. Yeah. And for Michael, it was mainly because of, I came across Michael in the interview thing that we already spoke about, I think in the season one, right? And I realized that it really hurts me. Like, if somebody like this, like, I don't help this person, like, it really go hurt me, because I kind of like saw myself in Michael, the way that the imposters, you know, catch him, then he make them, you know, if he talk then things, you know, then it really they pay me, say, like, people not give him, it will pay me, like, if at least, even if my people not go give him chance, if me, I not go give him chance, right? So yeah, like, it really go pay me. So like Michael there, since that time then, we don't only talk, right? Just so that thing will get to him and things. And yeah, then you need to be the supporters. I mean, he was a fan before he came here. So yeah, it was just right to bring him on board. Because I realized if he was here, I mean, we could all like support each other to grow. And then he could also benefit from this whole The Design Junkies thing, right? Because it will automatically like elevate, like I said in the beginning, to automatically elevate all of us. I think so. That's essentially. So I mean, what I look at is not skills. I don't really care whether you started yesterday or not. That's not what's important to me, right? Because we all have to start at some point. Steve Jobs, whoever they are, let's see, Steve Jobs, the best designers, you know them, or they started knowing nothing, but they put in their work and got where they were. So, I mean, that's, for me, that's what I look at. Skills can be taught. I can easily teach anybody how to use Figma, how to like some basic design principles in like a weekend, right? But if your attitude, where it will push you.
Thank you for giving us our fans. And I mean, I agree with the whole skills can be taught thing. And one thing that I find that is, and I like the point he made on getting someone with a different maybe skill, like how he was focused on the UX side, he was good at that, and then he picked someone else that was good with the UX, because it helps bring different ideas on board. Because if you have the same, I was reading this book that I was talking about having, I was talking about how you need to have two different people from two different, let's say, backgrounds. So let's say if you want to maybe, let's say, start a company or something, you can't bring someone that thinks the same way as you, because then everything you say, the person is going to be saying yes, yes, yes. And I don't want to be like that. There needs to be a people that will say no, give reasons why, and then you improve on them and all that. So it's also important. I mean, he mentioned key things if you actually listen to them, not just looking for people that have the skill, but then people that have the potential and are willing to learn and then grow. Because Charlie, you get a skill where you don't want to grow, there you go, day one side, sir. And also picking people from different backgrounds that have maybe, let's say, different beliefs, if that's the word, from you. So say you guys will share ideas and then deliberate on them. Thank you, boss. We thank you for our fans. Henson, I'm sure you also have some side projects. Okay, even before Henson, let me touch on mine. Also, I have some things I'm working on, and then I have people I also work with. And just like someone, I think I also have the same. I also have the same thing at the back of my mind. If I'm picking someone, I'm not picking someone that's too good, right? I'm looking for someone that's ready to learn. Someone that's okay to start with, and then open-minded, okay, I'm ready to learn, I'm with you. You understand? Someone that, if we didn't need them on board, and maybe at every particular time, the person is available and all that. And also, I believe in giving people the opportunity to kind of maybe show what they can do. And that's to touch on Michael inside where, oh, someone, people not give him the chance, it would have felt bad if he also didn't give Michael a chance, because I mean, he's bringing a lot on as a team member. So that's what me at the lookout for. Henson, what about you? I should say, you go fit touch on your relationship self.
Hey, Nana, how that one you collaboration? How that one you collaboration? Maybe stick to what we did talk, please. If next time we do relationship matter, then you will invite me.
So,
what? Yeah. So me, what are they generally look out for? Be the connection, the vibe, because the way I'm open minded and things, I don't want someone who is like Fincham. He's strict. He's not like, the person is not really willing to, like, I think you guys touched on all those key points. The person isn't really willing to learn. Because sometimes, I mean, you could be at the top, right? You, like the skill set be top notch, but subaino nye. I'm not quite in it all, Max. So most of the time, I look at it. Doesn't mean I don't consider the skill. I consider it, but I also look at the character, how the person they. If he's someone I can, or he or she is someone I can work with, then I go with it. And sometimes, you know, there are genuinely people that they are starting out from scratch, but you really see the potential, how the person is like going about his or her things. Like you see, now this is someone I can work with. I mean, with Mike, how we met, Seth, it be Twitter, Mike, right? It be Twitter.
Yeah.
I think he posted one design, then I fucked with the design as well. So I just hit him up, then we started vibing from then. Now we turn besties.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. So yeah, maybe if you mostly the vibe, I'd consider the skill aside me talking about the vibe, the character and all that. Yeah, the skill sets we need, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if you are not good, I know we'll consider you. I mean, if I say you are not good, it be in quote too. It be in quotes, like you are improving. I see the constant improvement. Yeah, it's something that I can work with. So yeah, that'd be what I'd look out for.
Nice. Michael, what about you?
Yeah, I think aside what has been said, for me, one of the things that I look out for is that someone that I can work with very easily, and also someone I can learn from as well, right? It doesn't mean that you have to be like the very best or something, but then I don't want to be the person who's always bringing the ideas, always, you know, like all those. I also want to learn from you as well. So maybe you found something cool that you can share, like something I should just be able to learn from you and be able to work with you.
Okay, well, I think this will be my last question, unless maybe anyone has something to add. This one is open. What are some of the benefits you've gotten from side projects? It can be freelance, it can be personal projects like this podcast we are recording. Some of the benefits you've got from this, benefits and maybe learning things you've learned, right? So like from this podcast we all started, one thing I can't realize is we are learning from each other, and we are not really, maybe we are all realizing, but then every episode we record, there's something new we are all picking from each other. And when it comes to maybe doing the whole promotion, the editing, meeting new tools and all that, I'm sure some more they learn more parts because they bring the tools, they take do the stuff. But then yeah, what are some of the benefits you got from side projects? Can be a freelance project, whatever, or a personal project you're working on.
Okay, so for me, right, when it comes to doing personal projects, I think I've gotten jobs on personal projects before, and I think like two jobs or so where the problem that I had to present was something that I worked on as a personal project. And then besides that too, I think I've gotten freelance work as well because of my side project. And then besides that one too, tools, for instance, right, like what you were saying about the podcast, someone's been talking plenty about ChatGPT, this is that, it's like all of these things, right? So like all of those things today, for instance, I was just like, you know what, let me just try this thing, because I knew that I was supposed to, like, in the back of my head, right, I find it here that I'm supposed to use it. But then, just like I was saying, because like I didn't write it down the day that I wanted to do it, I forgot. So today I was like, you know, let me just run it. And now I'm using it. And I think I understand what all the hype is about, really. So yeah, then things on. Plus also my collaboration with Jeff too, for instance. I think today when we're going through, we're just trying to list down how we want to go about with the branding for the project and everything. And then Jeff has some experience in the brand side, so I was just like watching him go about his whole thing. It was nice to see. So yeah, at least from like maybe getting work or something to just see, being able to learn skills and tools from people that you work with is also nice.
True, because you realize that everybody has a different process as to how they do things and all that. And sometimes it's still some of those stuff. I mean, personally, me, I've learned a lot from this podcast in the last year. So be very, very, if you pay close attention to the people you're working with, you will learn a lot from whatever they are doing.
That'd be one of the reasons why I thought, say, if it comes to collaborating with people, I'm always looking out to work with people that I can learn from, either Bob. Because if we all here, right, if Sam wasn't talking plenty about the AI tools, if Jeff wasn't in the Brandon space, like, I wouldn't have learned those things from them, right? It means I would have had to go do my own work somewhere, find out all these things, and then bring it to the work that we are doing.
And another thing too, yes, you, when you kind of find yourself in this kind of environment, you learn from, or you learn from the work that has been done. So you know how someone is making everybody, I feel like now maybe making someone the boss, but for someone, I'm sorry, please, that's not how I'm trying to say, but like, you know how everybody is focused on a particular thing, like maybe I'm supposed to be doing the Notion. The last time he asked me to do the calendar thing, I hadn't really done something like that, but I just kind of did it, learn from it, right? Asking us to maybe handle the social media, working on the graphics, you realize that all these things, they give you some little experience here and there, and then you find yourself in another environment and you'll be able to apply those. So side projects really help as long as you're contributing very well. Hinson, what about you? Some benefits from anywhere?
Yeah, I did get gigs from them. So sometimes I'll get people reaching out because of a side project, probably referral. And also with collaborations too, I mostly learn too. So when I'm working with anyone, I'm picking stuff that probably might help me in my workflow. So like Mike, for instance, I mean, this is not our first time collaborating. We've worked on other projects. We've even worked on NGO company before. So when it comes to collaboration with Mike, there, we do a lot. And I've also picked some stuff from him, which I'm not sure he knows about. But sometimes the way he also goes about it, because I remember one thing that I picked early in the days when we started collaborating was me putting my designs, my concepts, like a bunch of them in one page. Normally, when I come into Figma, it's mostly I did go with this, so I just do one. But I started doing more of the concepts in Figma. Then I realized it was working for me because then I could see the possibilities of me like doing more of the iterations, way they help me to I pick from them. Something like designing for desktop, tablets, mobile, I pick from them. So sometimes when I come up with a design, let's say a landing page website, if I would first initially I would do just the desktop give you, but now I will do desktop, I will do mobile, I will do tablets. You all will do the charging side. I did because Samsung boost my charge. Allocate into what are they pick from Mambi, how it will the approach work. He'd be more of the execution guy. Like, I like that thing about them.
All right.
If this be what we go for, And I've had that experience with him when I think SHS were doing this music thing, and he go for him. Like, if this be what we do, actually, like, that alone. So I like working with him a lot, mostly because of that. Because I know, say, if I slacker, he would tell me. And he's not someone that would be like, oh dear. Like, he will not package it.
David.
Or be culture, you know. And I like people like that too, because sometimes if you get people always, like, patting your back or, oh, and yes.
It will not help you grow.
Yeah, AABB, AABB, Charlie. So yeah, that's one thing I also picked from him, man. With Reagan too, Reagan, the eighth. I grab one, so we use Juma Namo.
Charlie, the baby.
What's that for there? And you too, in terms of like the way you put yourself out there, I think when I looked at your IG post, that'd be one thing I had to throw about you. Like, you get a YouTube channel, you go to school, you still work on projects. It was crazy. It was crazy. Just that alone. Because even editing video content, putting it out on YouTube, it'd be a whole job on its own. How much more you doing that, creating content on IG, going to school, and then, hey, Nana, who you be?
Since I'm in school.
So they pick some cues, and yeah, like Mike also said, if it not be necessarily you like collaborating with your own package, it be more like transactional basis where you two pick something, you two they share something. So at the end, you guys grow together. If there's something you need to learn, So collaboration there. It really they need if you want to grow as an individual, because you can't go solo forever. And even if you try to do that, definitely you'll be missing out on a whole lot of like bigger or probably better experiences. So yeah, that's my take on it.
Solid. What am I talking? I think Sam right. What you learn from us? Let me ask the question again. What you've learned from your side projects and benefits you've gotten from maybe working on other projects aside your full-time work or anything?
So in my side projects mainly like personal projects. Like I said, I don't really do freelance. And the thing that I really liked is share knowledge free. Yeah, that's one thing I believe in. And I realized when I started out like sharing things on Instagram, like way back, I'm talking about 10 years ago, like a few years ago. I realized like the more I share things, the more I understood them better, like I learned from them, right? Because the more you share things, the more you understand new perspectives on how to go about certain things, right? So that's one thing that's I like that has helped me in my side projects. And also, talking about this podcast too, it's like it has really helped me in grooming like my leadership skills, because it's I can sort of transfer some of the experiences from here to like my full-time role and vice versa. Yeah, so it has grown my leadership skills. Right, because now I understand like how to work with people, how to communicate, how to like make sure people are doing their work without necessarily like being too overpowering or being that bossy type. Right, and yeah, it's also keeping me like it's kept me up on my game, because I have to learn new things and new skills to make sure you are delivering like the best possible quality we can. So like I have to learn new softwares, new AI tools. That come new, everything. I have to keep learning. So just so that I make sure that everything that we discuss here can be able to contribute meaningfully. And so it helps on that side too. So yeah, I think that's it really. But the major thing is that it's for me, one thing that I'm really grateful for is that it's helping me like polish up my managerial skills. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just on the part of the whole posting, because I also enjoy teaching people. That's why I have this whole YouTube, and and you learn a lot from doing things like that, because you realize that every time you make a content, you get good feedback, and then you get negative ones too. And the negative ones, me always, even though sometimes it hit hard, always that's what I'm looking out for, because that's what make you grow as an individual. This YouTuber, Mr. Who is the Boss, said something. He was like, if when he started his career, right, if somebody comment on a video like, you dummy, position the camera this way, he takes the you dummy out and then listens to the other part of the feedback, which is really, really helpful. So it will help you grow. I mean, you can't always rely on the positive one. Like Jeffrey was saying, if you deal with people that are always saying, oh, engage, you'll not grow as an individual. So personally, me, with this whole teaching people how to design on YouTube, my Instagram and all that, it's I mean, in the past, it has helped me actually grow as a designer, because every single post, there's at least one person that will make a comment that will help you. I remember one particular post I made, it went very viral. Other UI platform posted it. Bro, when I was reading that comment, I almost cried. But then the feedback we were giving were not like, I mean, they hated you or anything, whatever, but then they were very helpful feedback. I applied to the next post and I realized that, oh, people were actually liking it. So on that side, it really, really did help kind of putting out content and then listening to what people have to say and then learning from it. Also, another benefit me I've seen from my YouTube and Instagram, which is why they take them seriously, they say, they give me gigs. If people can't wait and see them, like, I think I have it in my CV as the volunteer side of it also. The people I'm currently working with, when they met me, they were like, oh, they're really impressed with those kind of stuff. So you realize that, oh, building that, and that's another thing that's pushing me to kind of build it for it to reach another level. Where if somebody, they come, said, you don't have to talk plenty. They've already seen your social media and all that, and then it already speaks for yourself. And I think that's what we are trying to do with the podcast here. So see, if you enter anywhere and then they see your social media bio, that, oh, you are part of the Design Junkies team. You already speak for anybody. You understand. But yeah, that's it on that side. Anybody has anything else to say? I mean, we could go on and on about this whole side project and collaboration team. I think we have to end here. Henson, Michael, Samuel, anybody getting anything add to what's already been saying?
Yeah, I realize that all of us here, right, the four of us, from everything that we've spoken about, like, we are very, very different in a lot of ways, right? Even if we are all doing the same thing, probably the reason behind why we are doing what we are doing, how we are approaching it, or like the whole concept of whatever it is that we do is very, very different, which is actually very nice to see. You know, it's like very off topic, but yeah, it just doesn't make sense in a way. You know, like everybody gets their own different agenda, different mission, vision, or whatever. But then they pull them off in a very unique way.
Very true. Listen, only Bianca, relationship man.
Hey, this Brandon thing where you people, they won't put me in. I did beg. I know the one case where then we can't tell me, say, hey, you are invited to speak at this. I did beg.
They will reach you. Share you for good.
Love summit.
Yeah, you go.
Shit. I for good.
From senior pastor to relationship man.
I think. I know. Hey, as a woman, I don't get anything talking.
Okay. But someone, do you have any payment to add?
No, I mean, we've been speaking for like close to 1 hour 30 minutes. Young Paul, yeah. Young Cody friend.
Recently, we really did preach. But yeah. I think that'll be it for today's episode. You can follow us on Instagram at The Design Junkies Podcast. Do I have to spell it again? Yes, The Design, The Design DSGN Junkies, JUNKIES. You can follow, if you go to our Instagram page, you see our profiles there, but then you can follow Michael at _IV, Henson at JDG Henson, Regan at Regan on Design, and Mike at The Design Sam. That's it for this episode. We'll catch you in the next.
And Mike at The Design Sound.
Then he said, "Freddy can't talk."
Hey, this thing.
Why are they? Why are they? You know them?
Oh, they're
young, poor.
My career.
Young, poor.